Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tense, anxious, worried, always tired but can't fall asleep? Are you afraid you're losing your grip? You may not know it, but that's good. Yes, good. You'll feel better and live better when you learn to relax.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. You know you've done me wrong. You stole my wife and gone. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Talk about it, Judge. Talk about it.
I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal, you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal, you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun. The bugs can have you when I'm done. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Ah, let me talk about him a while. You asked my wife for some cabbage, you dog. I said you asked my wife for some cabbage, you old rascal. You asked my wife for some cabbage, and you ate just like a savage, you old rascal. Now there ain't no use to you running, you old rascal, you.
Run, Slash.
There ain't no use to him running, you rascal, you.
Catch up with him, catch up with him.
Ain't no use to you to run, cause I done went to the pawn shop and got my gun.
You messed with my wife, you rascal, you. Yes, you messed with my wife, you rascal, you. You messed with my wife, now I'm gonna take your life. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Let me talk about him again. I wonder what you got, do you rascal, you? I said, I wonder what you got, you rascal, you? I said, I wonder what you got that makes my wife think you so hot. Ha, little dog. Blow him out, blow him out.
This is the Possum Hour theme.
I gotta yell at my dog, man.
show hasn't even started. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Or gentlemen. Damn it. Allow me to introduce you to the star of tonight's show, Ted. You want to go out? Get out of here. Jeez. Dog sleeps all day long. All day long. It's waiting. Waiting for the show to start. Alrighty. Well, I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise and that the Possum Hour may set you upon that path. It's been 1,115 days of endless zany hijinks, kids. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of acid-washed acne creams and 57 varieties of unguents and ointments, formerly banned by the EPA. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. Fridays, it's Friday Night Possum. And then in between, it's clobbering time with your host and mine, Ben J. Graham. Made it through the introduction. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a moment.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Tijuana Smalls, 10 for the road, baby, for you, maybe you know who you are. Know who you are, Tijuana Smalls. Mellowed like wine, baby, for you, maybe you know who you are. You know who you are.
Tijuana Smalls. You don't have to inhale them to like them. 10 small cigars, 10 for the road.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to the show.
This is Vlad. I live in a matchbox in corner of Kremlin.
Vlad the Answer Man. Good to have you with us, comrade.
Greetings, misled capitalist dogs.
Do you have tonight's answer, sir?
Tonight's answer is Facebook.
Facebook?
Facebook. Idiot. Where diseased Cossacks soil your mother's hope chest.
Yes!
Okay. What's the question, then?
Question is, what is most reliable source for Russian state propaganda?
Hello,
Mudaks. Well, keep sharing those memes, comrades. And dos vidanya, Tavarich.
And now, from the lands of the Bohemian,
Bohemia.
lunch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
George B. Fox.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Warm welcome. Mm.
First beer of the evening.
My brain hurts.
What the All fuck right. was that theme song? What the hell was that? Good God.
Well, at the last minute, I uploaded the show and I went, oh, geez. I didn't do a theme song. So I looked up the Gumby theme song and I found this trippy one. I
yeah,
said, well, that's
trippy,
pretty
all
fucked
right.
up. I said, I can make it even more fucked up. So I added a little bit. But yeah,
I think you scared your dog.
Well, I wish I could. He's on center stage right now.
Yeah, good.
Chewing on his
good boy, Ted.
You better simmer down.
Hey, you ready for my vent here?
Oh, you ready to vent?
Yeah, get it over with. I have to apologize to the apostles. I'll try to make it under 10 minutes.
There you go.
Back in November 2017. The manager of the Feasterville store was let go because he had sticky fingers.
Ah.
So, and I was working the other store. Kelly called to tell me that. Happiest day of my life, man. I thought, here you go. I'm going to have the store that I love. All right. So the first week I'm over there, they tell me that the store isn't making much money to afford a manager. If I could get it to at least break even. No, the store was doing bad. If I could, well, because the sticky fingers mostly. If I could get the store to break even, you know, they'll give it to me. I'll have it. All right. Now, first
challenge.
Week, I noticed the sign outside. It hasn't been working. It doesn't come on at night. The sign saying Smoker's Lounge. So I leave a note with Kelly because she was coming in the next day. I said, you know, tell Sayul that, you know, we need to get the sign fixed. I come back and written on the sign, it says it's not in the budget. Oh, Christ. And then there's the prices in the store. Everything was priced wrong, almost everything. The domestic cigars we were selling for like $1.25 cheaper than anywhere else on the planet. So he's losing money on actual purchases. And then we had little scales and tobacco grinders. You know, chintzy ones, you know, that we were selling for $42, $45. I don't know where they came up with that price, but it was all wrong. And I kept asking. I said, I need someone in here to help me with this. You know, like, you know, fix these prices.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, don't worry. As soon as we get the new register hooked up, all three stores are going to be in sync. You know, they're all going to have the same prices. Everything will be easy. I said, well, you know, when's this going to take? Oh, the wheels are turning. The wheels are turning. they just got the register working in that Feasterville store in the beginning of this October. One full year it took. One full year of selling things at the wrong prices. People leaving thinking, you know, this store's expensive, you know, the word of mouth. The fucking sign.
Or really cheap.
At 7, at 7 o'clock at night, 7 p.m., the store vanishes. I want the possums to look at the slideshow and take a look at that fuck you Gumby picture. That was 7 o'clock Friday night. And it's on a busy street. It's Street Road, which is one of the busiest streets in the Northeast. Very busy.
Right, good location.
Yeah, Yeah, but these people can't see the fucking store after it closes. This is people.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have
all year. All year long, people have been coming into the store saying, I never knew you guys were here. I lived down the street. I begged this guy. All year, I fucking begged this guy to fix the signs. And it's unbelievable. Here's a couple other ones. I told him, I said, I guarantee I could bring customers back, you know, have them coming back. Because the customers love me. I could have them coming back. I just need help getting them in, which is why I needed the fucking sign. And then he came up with an idea of the raffle. You know, we were giving away a grill.
Yeah.
And what he did was he made up postcards and he had us go out there and pass it out around outside. We're supposed to put it at apartments and everything. And they have to physically bring the card in to get a raffle. You know, bring his card in, you get a free raffle. Right? He pulls me out of the fucking store. I told him I guarantee I could bring these people back. I just need help getting them in. And he pulls me out of the store. He sends me to Levittown, where he has a new woman, a woman he just hired, to be in her 40 hours. I finally come back from Levittown. Three of my customers are telling me they can't stand this woman. And about five or six of my regulars are vanished. They're MIA. I haven't seen or heard of them since. So this woman's chasing customers away. This was all fucking year long. There's always something new. That's why I couldn't sleep. Bouts of depression. And I lost weight. I didn't realize this until my sister pointed it out to me. Haven't been eating right. Oh,
that's what happens when you care about a job, man.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know what? With the postcards, we couldn't put it in apartment buildings because they have no soliciting all over the place. That was a bad idea right from the start. But I brought it to country clubs. I brought it to golf courses, country clubs. I brought it.
Sure.
It was all my day off. I brought it to the Bucks hotel lobby. I passed out a lot at the tattoo parlors. I even handed it out to people in front of Wawa like a schmuck. Yeah. And when this thing was over, I liked the idea that the name and address and the place was getting out there. That I made up 500 business cards. You seen those with Groucho on it? I posted it all the time. Yeah, I got that. 500 of those fuckers. And I continued on my day off to hand these out and everything. I put it in the private-owned delis, you know, a stack of them there, and put it at the laundromat. I gave the store everything I fucking got. And the thing is, I had one year because the lease was going to be up. I had one year to get it to break even or he's going to close the shop. Well, he comes in November, and he's looking over the numbers, and, you know, I know, you know, it's horrible. And he says, you know, we're going to have to close the shop. I go, I told my guy, I said, you should have fixed the fucking sign. And he goes, I wasn't, I swear to God, he said, he's finally admitted this. I knew this was it. He says, I wasn't going to pay $10,000 for a sign for a shop I was going to close down. I knew that was his reason. I don't know where that fucking got $10,000 from, unless he's just over exaggerating. So I figured I'd let it go a little bit. I had sleepless nights. You know, every time I lay down,
he basically snookered you to caretake this dying store for a year.
Yes. That's exactly the way I started to feel. Yeah. For $11 an hour, I was a manager for the place just to ride the place out. That's the way I was feeling.
Yep. Yeah, I think so, that's what happened,
dude. I was figuring, man, maybe, you know, I had enough of this, man. So I sent him an email one morning. You know, when I'm up, because I couldn't fucking sleep. Every time I tried to sleep, I keep thinking of how I'm getting fucked in the ass, and I couldn't sleep, man. So I sent him an email saying that all I needed was a sign that lights up at night and a general manager, which I had neither. my general manager, and every time I called her or sent her a text, she completely ignored me. I couldn't get anything. She didn't help at all. Horrible. So he goes, hey, Pete, you know, we need to talk then, all right? I go, all right. You know. He comes in. I'm working at Levittown, Thanksgiving. And the other stores closed. I'm the only one to volunteer to work Thanksgiving. No credit for that. Nothing. Not even a thank you. I'm the only schmuck working Thanksgiving. He comes in. He says, what's the problem? I told him everything I told him all year long about the sign, about no one helping me, no one lifting a finger to help me, you know, the prices and all that shit. He goes, all right, then where do we stand? I said, are you closing the Feasterville shop? And he says, yes. I said, then I quit. I'm done. So at the end of the year, I'm through. All right? Huh? Here comes the punchline.
Here we go.
2 weeks later, I'm driving by the store. The fucking sign is fixed. The whole neighborhood could see Smoker Zone. Right there from that street, I'm telling you, the street road. Right there, bright as day, Smoker Zone. Big fucking sign.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Exactly.
Beauty.
Ran me right up the ass. And then when I sent him a text saying, now you fixed the sign, why are you doing this to me? And everything. He went on about some spiel. He goes, well, we have I'm still not sure if we're going to keep it open or not. We got a year. He got an extension. He told me he's closing the shop. He got an extension. The prices are fixed. He has the sign lit up now. Now the store is going to be doing well. Fuck me right in the ass. There you go. Now hopefully I got it off my chest. I told people maybe I'll sleep and forget this whole fucking place.
Yeah.
That's what my
time to move on from that one, man.
It is hard to move on. Yeah.
Because you invest yourself in a stupid job.
Yeah. Well, it isn't just
man,
that. It's just,
turns
I love
out
that store so, I love that store so fucking much. That's why it really bothers me so much. I would have loved to have been selling cigars in that shop for the rest of my life. So I dropped dead. Fucked me right over.
Shut up, Ted. We're not ready for you yet, Ted. Ted's ready for his close-up. Hey, I know what
I
might make
that.
You feel better.
Right, I feel better already. Right, what is it?
Blow something up.
Blow something up, yep.
Yeah.
Rope smoke.
Who we got, Ted?
Too.
Oh, okay, we'll throw the smoker zone in there.
Yep.
Oh, this is weird shit. I don't know if this lady is Japanese or what the fuck she is, or just from Mars or something.
Yeah.
It's called Tones and I. Have you heard this? Tones and I is this girl's name. It's a one person, Tones and I. And I.
Okay.
Tones and I. And the song
okay.
is Dance Monkey. Dance Monkey.
Dance
Whee!
Monkey. That'll cheer
Dance
me
Monkey.
Up. Dance Monkey. Alright.
Oh, especially the way we do it. Yeah.
There's some shenanigans.
But I don't know what this lady's problem is. I don't know if this will make you completely forget your ordeal, but,
I completely
I'm sorry to hear
I'm
that,
on
man.
My way.
Is it, you know,
isn't that fucked up?
Employers bitch and moan.
That's never happened to me.
But employers bitch and moan. They can't find people that want to work.
Uh-huh.
They find somebody who wants to work, and they fuck them over. Jackass.
Yep. Play me for a fool.
All right.
Fucking here.
Now I'm getting mad.
Uh-huh. Good.
Let's
fight,
blow
man.
The fuck up. Blow him up. Blow him.
Come on, be nice. Give me another kiss.
Sure. Why not? You pooch, and I'll pucker.
Yeah.
Ready?
And how? Oh, you're breaking my heart. Larry, help me. Help, Larry, help me.
They say, oh, my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and bless them both in mine. You know too fast, you get my appetite in mind.
psychosis, right? Huh? Yeah, baby. For sure, man.
Nice rockabilly.
Well, you didn't really burn your bridges, right?
Well, no, in fact, I left, being that they fucked me all year long, we're not helping or anything, not doing anything, I think I left all right. You see, remember my last
post?
Left
on good term.
Yeah, I left with a picture of me saying, hello, I must be going, with that Groucho Marx picture.
Yeah.
And that last day, I said goodbye to him and his girlfriend, very cute girlfriend. You know, I was very nice, very polite, and everything. Then 3 weeks later, they hit me with this fucking sign and extension. He told me he was closing that fucking shop.
Maybe, you know, best case scenario, you'll get a okay recommendation if you go for another job at a cigar shop.
I don't. I can't run the
You're ass. Done, huh? You want to wash your hands of this employment shit. Oh, poor Teddy. Oh, you ready, Teddy, to do the shout-outs? I think Teddy's ready. All right. What do you guys want? They want French toast and pancakes in the lounge. I just put
we can serve that
I
up.
Just put a call in. I just put a call in at the kitchen. We're going to be bringing out a bucket of French toast any minute now, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
A bucket of French toast.
That sounds
Alrighty.
Delicious.
Just like mother used to make. All right, Ted, you ready? Oh. Yes. Okay. Well, first off, we have Dr. Cake, who says, French toast. Dr. Cake, Ted. Yeah. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
That's my boy. And G.T. Trenton's here.
G.T. Trenton.
Yeah. He's first one in. Ford Prefect. Oh, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. King. Did I say that? I think I did that. But
yeah,
Ford Prefect tried to get in, but Block Talk Radio decided not to let him. So,
what'd he do?
Ford Prefect, Ted. I know.
He must have done some noise.
Nah. He was having the same trouble GT was, but for some reason, whatever. I don't know. This thing's been fucked up for years. You know what, Ted? Yeah. Yeah. And well, thanks for coming, GT, Dr. Cake. And last but not least, the Sinister Minister. Finance and parking.
I thank you, sir. All right, Ted.
That would be Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yeah, Ted knows.
Ted knows. All right, and there you have it. Awesome lounge. The lounge. Yeah.
As the beaver.
Sorry.
Quick draw, McGraw. Here we go. Hit it. You.
Just about a month ago, I lost my mind. They took me to the hospital, my mind they would find. Woke up in the morning with a bathrobe on, wondering what the hell had gone wrong. Thorazine and slippers. I proceeded to walk down the hall where I was confronted by said to myself, I better behave. If I ever wanna get out of this place, they got people strapped down all over the place. Thorazine and slippers.
Seconds into the future, so just keep that in mind as the show.
What the hell
are
you saying? What, and slippers? I couldn't hear it on the phone. Thorazine. Oh, okay.
Thorazine and slippers.
Oh, okay.
That one's just for you. So anyway, so that was the other part of the equation is you found a way to deal with all this stress and disappointment.
Yeah. Well, I was lucky to have a cyber soapbox here. Once again, Possum saved my ass. I tell you what, man, I was taking care of my mother and my aunt, man. I would have been in a loony bin by now if it wasn't for Possum Alex.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad it served some purpose.
Uh-huh.
All it's done for me is alienate me from people.
All right. That's right. Is that what you're getting? I've been actually meditating, believe it or not, to get some sleep. That shit actually works.
Meditation, man.
I was never into that. I was always one of those guys who thought that was silly, but nah, that works, man. You can actually block thoughts. I mean, it's very tough to do, but you can actually block thoughts from getting in your head. Yeah. It actually does work. And you feel your whole body getting numb with sleep. I'm getting into it. I need it.
You mean Christmas?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What, coming to me or Ted?
No, GT. He's drinking an orange and cream whiskey. I said, what the heck is that? He says, an orange and cream drink. And he added the whiskey. I said, Fireball? He says, yeah. Orange and cream Fireball.
Orange and cream whiskey.
Wow.
Oh. And once again, I have to say how proud I am for not drinking during this fucking past year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
2019 has been a testament to my sobriety.
All right,
that's something I'm happy about. I'm proud of that.
That's good.
That was the ultimate test.
I
should be drunk out of my mind right now.
Well,
I
I'll
be
do
laid
the drinking
in
for
gutter fun. Someplace. Yeah, okay. I worked in Canada. That's a funny.
Well, no, I'm coming up against my own brand of disappointment here. I might lose my health insurance is.
Oh,
man. Find out.
Are you sure about that, man? You sure they're not just going to raise the price on you? I don't know about you losing it.
I don't pay anything.
Oh, okay. It's pretty much the same thing. Okay.
Yeah. When they had expanded Medicare or Medicaid and, a Republican governor, Kasich, he says, "Yeah, that sounds like a good idea."
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Lo and behold, you have medical benefits." But then I made a couple extra bucks last month, and that's what they said. I made too much money. And you know, it made me think everybody should have what I have as far as medical care because it's wonderful.
Yeah.
They take good care of you. They're nice to you. They don't give you make you do stupid shit that you don't need. They don't waste money because it's not for profit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think
you sound
it's like
one of them goddamn socialists.
Well, in this country or in the world anywhere, if you want to go out and work hard and make a whole ton of money and drive a fancier car than me, more power to you. If you want to live in a bigger, better house, God bless you. But every single person should have the same medical care, equally, no matter from the richest man to the lowest pauper.
You are correct.
I believe that.
You are correct.
So, and Bernie, vote off.
My eye is killing me. I went to get the medical test. You know, they gave me a swab to take to my doctor to get that done. And the doctor faxed it to the eye doctor, and he's supposed to take it to Holy Redeemer and everything to get the and call me about when to schedule. That was a week ago.
Yikes.
Everybody's painful? It's gonna be around, man. It's like a sport.
Your eyes painful?
Yeah,
your eye hurts?
Painful every now and again,
Damn.
And then it gets completely double vision.
Oy.
It gets fucked up on me all the time.
We're doing better than worse than Bean.
That's true. There you go. Not really, man. That's the same.
George Fink lived with his mother and sold washing machines. George Fink always brought home his pay. And his mother always took it and said thank you. George Fink got a promotion and sold automobiles. George Fink brought home more pay than ever, and his mother became unbearable. The old lady bought a television set and a mink and jewelry and took up smoking marijuana. From watching the television set, she didn't have any time to clean the house anymore. So she had to hire a girl to help her out with a few things. George Fink came home at the end of each day, tired from his job at the automobile company. He went into the kitchen and cleaned it up a little bit and made himself an American cheese sandwich. One day, George Fink decided to marry the hired girl. So he went into the front room to tell his mother she had to get out. But it so happened the crafty old lady had beat him to the punch. For earlier that afternoon, she had fled the country with a South American banana millionaire from the United Fruit Company. What the hell? So you see, everything usually works out for the best.
True story?
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Now, I always wondered, what was his original thing? Is that what he was a stand-up comic? He was did silly stuff? Well, I only seen him as a character actor every now and again on television.
He did stand-up and whatnot, I guess, you know, an entertainer.
Oh, okay.
Not just the, you know, because that was from, he had a couple albums.
So
you want to go out, Ted?
Stand-up comic? I never knew that.
Well, entertainer, you know.
Yeah.
Entertainer. I wouldn't really
I like
say
that
a
name.
Stand-up.
Orson Bean. What a cool name. Hey, when you're in your 90s, man, you shouldn't have to go by getting hit by a fucking car, man. That is horrible.
No, I had a buddy who, you know, I joked about that on Facebook, but I had a buddy whose mom lived to be 90, and, you know, she really didn't have a happy marriage, and the old man finally kicked off, and it was like she just said, oh, it's like a new life, you know, and Brent died in a car accident, you know?
Oh,
like,
that
Jesus
is horrible.
Christ.
90 years old, man, you earned it, man. You earned a nice, peaceful death.
Oh, she moved into a new apartment. She moved out of the house, you know, get away from the old house, new apartment, whole new life. Oh, man. That poor family.
That's horrible.
But good friends. Good friends. Hate to see that happen. But, you know, I'm keeping a good thought on the on health care. But I'm looking at my schedule, and looks like I'm not going to make jack shit this year. So I'll either requalify next year.
Yeah.
And I already have a year's prescription on my dope, so that's cool.
Uh-huh. So do you get the
and chances are in November.
Yet?
What's that?
You get the camera in your ass yet?
No, I was supposed to this year. But if they take away my coverage, I won't be having that pleasure. But I figure if all else fails, in November, Bernie's going to be president, and I'll get
there
my health care back.
There you go.
Woo-hoo!
Dream on, Cameron. Dream on.
I know, it's probably going to be Uncle Bobo again, and gray skies above. But
well, the thing is, with Bernie, both parties don't want him.
No, I know. That's so cool. That's so cool. Democrats hate him worse than the Republicans. You know he's got to be doing something, right?
Exactly.
If he pisses everybody off, there's got to be something going on there, right?
I'm not sure, but I think you're breaking up. So if I disappear, I'll be calling back.
Oh, okay.
I
don't
know. You might not be.
Let's ask the chat, man. How's our sound? Are both of us sounding okay, and it's just our imagination?
You sound good.
Well, it's time. It's time for 3 minutes. We'll never get back anyway. So.
Hot damn, 3 minutes.
Let's spin the wheel just to make sure. Spin the wheel.
Spin
the wheel.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Boo. Where is it? There it is. Boy, they're really stacking up here. The 3 minutes is. But so many times I'll upload a 3 minutes and then a better one will come along, you know? I'm going to crown that damn dog. All right, I got to yell at Ted. Ted, that's it. Done. You're cut off from the treats. Go peddle your papers or piddle your papers. He's had too many treats. He's getting he's treat happy over there. Right.
The junkie. The treat junkie.
The treat junkie, man. You're going to have to get your treats on the street, brother. Come here and lay down, Bubby.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah. Come on, lay down, Bubby boy. Good kid. All right. It's 3 minutes. You'll never get back, and I can't. Oh, here it is. Okay. Again, this is in the theme of tonight's show. Don't let them get you down, man. Fuck it. It ain't worth worrying about. Don't worry about it.
Easy said than done. But I'm working on that. Yep. Good.
We all gotta do that. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
So worried about what's happening today in the Middle East, you know. And I'm so worried about the baggage retrieval system they've got at Heathrow. I'm so worried about the fashions today. I don't think they're good for your feet. And I'm so worried about the shows on TV that sometimes they want to repeat. I'm so worried about what's happening today, you know. And I'm worried about the baggage retrieval system they've got at Heathrow. I'm so worried about my hair falling out and the state of the world today. And I'm so worried about, being so full of doubt about everything anyway. I'm so worried about modern technology. I'm so worried about all the things that they dump in the sea. I'm so worried about it, worried about it, worried, worried, worried. I'm so worried about everything that can go wrong. I'm so worried about whether people like this song. I'm so worried about this very next verse. It isn't the best that I've got. And I'm so worried about whether I should go on or whether I shouldn't just stop. I'm worried about whether I ought to have stopped. And I'm worried because it's the sort of thing I ought to know. And I'm so worried about the baggage retrieval system they've got at Heathrow. I'm so worried about whether I should have stopped the end. I'm so worried that I'm driving everyone round the bend. I'm worried about the baggage retrieval system they've got at Heathrow.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
We got a birthday to celebrate, an old possum.
Oh yeah.
Remember C.W. Briggs?
C.W. Briggs, man.
Yeah, who later changed his name to Old Man Briggs. Happy birthday, sir.
C.W. I forgot all about the C.W.
Yep.
Alright.
Named
birthday,
after a Woody Allen character.
Ah, Bach. They had Anna and her sisters was on this morning.
Ah, good movie.
Woke up.
And unusual for Woody Allen.
Kind.
Where he was talked out of suicide, and where he actually started to enjoy life. Very unusual for a character he normally writes. And the Marx Brothers did it.
Somewhere in here. Whatever happened to the birthday stuff? Oh, here we go. All right. That's the official possum happy birthday.
That's lovely. There you go.
You have to be a real possum and have spent time in the Possum Lounge to get that one.
That's why they come every week for a year, just to hear that on their birthday.
I just made that last part up, though. All right. This is the weirdest fucking thing. I just it just, wow. I've got to start, I've got to start refreshing my browser for the show. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Yeah, everything's moving really slow, man. It's like that time we took all them lewds, remember? Okay, this is right before the show. This comes up. Dulles Airport, CBP, I guess that's the Border Patrol. They seized a package from China. Somebody traveling from China, right? And it's a package marked cat food.
Yeah.
And it's a full. It's full of dead birds. What the fucking fuck?
So it could be.
And I'm reading through this article.
Fucking diseases? Yeah.
Well, they said the birds could possibly bring over an avian flu. Yeah.
Well, regular bird flu.
But I'm looking through the article. Okay, well, why does the guy have a bag full of dead birds? And they got a picture of the bag of dead birds. And then they got a picture of a pile of dead birds. And then they got a picture of four dead birds. Nowhere in this article did they explain what this son of a bitch was going to do with a bag full of dead birds.
Well,
what the hell's going on,
it's
man?
Cat food, right? Technically, it is.
That's all I can figure. It was really, really was cat food, yeah.
That's weird shit, man. You got to do some investigating there.
I think these reporters, man, you know, get the. I would have, I mean, if I'd have been writing this story, my first question would, why in the fuck did he have a bag of birds? That's just me. All right, here's a fake.
I've been waiting for my shipment of dead birds for some time now. I don't know what's taking so long. It's Amazon. I got all of Amazon.
I had a drunken weekend with my late great dead friend, Ted. And,
yeah.
Kept eating Kentucky Fried Chicken, so we're going around going, must eat dead bird, must eat dead bird.
Oh, that's really bad.
Fine. Fried. We're 18. On our own. All right, fake news headline. Tobacco and alcohol stocks plunge as Keith Richards quits smoking and drinking. Hardy har har.
Oh, shit. That poor
bastard. He's probably going to... I bet you he's going to be dead, like, he's going to drop dead. Because, man, you shouldn't... Your body's used to that smoke and that booze.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just take it away. You can't just...
It'll do you more harm than good to give it up.
Like, in the words of the immortal Master Chen, you quit knock, we'll kill you.
Yeah.
That's what he told me.
That's your Chen.
6 years ago. But, well, some good news. Guess what happened today?
What happened today?
Hope springs eternal, and pitchers and catchers reported to spring training. Ha ha.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But didn't that just fill you with optimism?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. it's good that it followed the dead birds.
Yeah. I mean, so what if you don't have a job and I don't have health care and there's bags of dead birds coming in the country?
Yeah.
At least we got the spring training there. Yeah, a little optimist. Something cool.
Like the skill.
Yeah.
All right.
How about this one? I looked this up because somebody, I was reading a thread and some guy made an assertion and then somebody else made another assertion. I said, I wonder which one of these assertions is the right assertion. So I asserted myself and looked it up.
All right.
And this is a myth that I had been guilty of probably spreading on this show. Margarine. Margarine.
Yes.
And here's the false claim. Margarine was originally manufactured to fatten turkeys, but it killed
them. I've heard that.
And so they turned it into a human. Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Contrary to claim, it was formulated in 1869 by a French guy. I'm not going to begin to try to pronounce his name.
Uh-huh.
In response to Napoleon III's or the Third's offering of a prize to whoever could succeed in producing a viable low-cost substitute for butter. His concoction, which he dubbed Oleo Margarine, was achieved by adding salty water, milk, and margaric acid to softened beef fat. By the turn of the century, the beef fat was replaced by vegetable oils. Had nothing to do with turkeys. So
there you have it. Are you sure this source is correct?
Well, it was Snopes. And
as soon as you mentioned that it was a French guy, the first thing I thought of was The Last Tango in Paris, where Marlon Brando asked that girl a stick of butter and put her thumb up his ass. So maybe that ties in.
Lordy. All right.
Now I'm in the mood for that movie.
Oh, here we go. Briefly, Uncle Bobo news. He was speaking today. Was this today? I guess this is today. He said that we don't really have to worry about that coronavirus so much.
Okay. All right.
Because he says a lot of people think that it goes away in April with the heat. He says as the heat comes in, typically it'll go away in April. We're in great shape, though. So, comforting words from a comforting president.
Uh-huh. He doesn't believe in global warming.
And if that isn't enough, if you're not inspired enough, now, here we go. Look up Mayor Pete Platitude Generator. Now, this Pete Buttigieg young fella, he's just got a silver tongue in his head. If you ask him any question, he will repeat that question back to you, but better every time.
Okay. All right.
So you just hit the inspire button, and you come up with sayings like, it's time to join the ranks of nations that have put the force of student debt behind them.
Yeah.
All right, that's inspiring. That's inspiring. With common purpose in our hearts and struggles in our bellies, we're going on to the nomination and on to compel a new course for our country. Man, I want to go out and do something inspiring.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Help an old lady across the street. Something like that.
I like that. That's all right. It's about time they added something like that. It should be an app. It should be a regular phone app. I was thinking, you know, we probably got that coronavirus over here from all the MAGA hats that have been sent over from China. It was probably in those packages.
It's one way to send the herd, isn't it?
Fucking thing in the first place, yeah.
I'm not going to worry. This was a funny one. Uncle Bobo Jr. compared his dad's acquittal to O.J. Simpson's and missed the irony completely. Even had one of the same lawyers. Jeez. No, okay.
Yeah, Berkowitz.
Good news for candy lovers. Unless you don't. But if you don't live in Pittsburgh, you're screwed. You remember Clark Bars?
Oh, yeah. Give me a C,
Clark
give
bars.
Me
an haven't
L,
been
give
around.
Me A-R-K, give me a Clark Bar.
Damn! You do remember Clark Bars, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A candy bar native to Pittsburgh. There used to be a big neon sign downtown, Clark, on top of the building.
Okay.
And, you know, over the years, they got sold out and moved around, and then they were discontinued. You can't get Clark Bars. But
I didn't know that.
A company, Boyer Candy Company from Altoona, they're bringing back the Clark Bars for this Valentine's Day, just for the Pittsburgh area down there. Downtown.
There you go. There you go.
If you're born in the Berg. If you're born in the Berg, get a Clark Bar down there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eat a Permani sandwich and have a Clark bar.
As I recall, I used to like them.
They're good. They're peanut butter crunch. And then they had the Zagnut, which was a Clark bar with coconut added.
Yeah.
I think they still make Zagnut somewhere on the planet.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. You know what candy bar I've always hated? That is the Milky Way. Oh, what a horrible tasting fucking thing that was.
What?
Oh, it's fucking horrible.
Get out of town.
Oh.
No. Get out of town. GT likes whatchamacallit. Good call. Those are good.
I never had that.
Whatchamacallit.
Never had that.
There's a couple like whatchamacallit. I haven't had one so long, but I remember liking them. And Paydays. It's just peanut butters and sticky shit to hold the peanuts together. Yeah.
Snickers.
That's when you have hunger.
Like.
Snicker bar. Well,
like
Snickers is just a Milky Way with nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, but it has a little bit of that. What is that, nougat? What's that fucking shit called?
Nougat. The nougat. Yeah, the nougat.
Well, the Milky Way had a whole boatload of that crap in it.
All right. I think you're nuts. But anyway, I used to love Milky Way. I'll tell you another one. Three Musketeers, I used to like them, too.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that, either.
Three Musketeers.
What's the one that I like? Shit. There was one that I liked. I can't remember. It had nuts in it. What the fuck was it?
I had a chocolate bar the other day. What did I have? I can't even remember now. Oh, I know. I didn't have a chocolate bar. I bought a small bag of peanut M&Ms. I hadn't had any chocolate in a long time.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Can't go wrong
stuff with
the peanut M&Ms. Yeah. All right.
You are
World
correct,
of Science.
Sir.
World of Science. Oh, I spoke to Mr. Science over the weekend. I told him about the shower mat, how I almost broke my neck.
Yeah.
We had a good chat.
Okay.
Good man. All right. This, I believe, our own Apple Cheeks Alice posted this one. And I don't understand this shit at all. This is science. Israeli scientists 3D print a tiny live heart made with human tissue. What?
Made with human tissue?
I believe this. You know, because like...
Okay.
I don't know, but this ever since this 3D printer came out thing, I'm like lost. What? How? What?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
How can it make it with real tissue?
Exactly.
And it's a little itty bitty human heart.
It's a little bitty. The process involved taking fatty tissue, and then the cells are reprogrammed and blah 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 bloggity bloggity. And macromolecules and collagen and glycoproteins and voila, teeny tiny little heart. Now, all they need is a teeny tiny little guy that needs a heart. And then, you know.
That's it. It's a little teeny guy.
They're set. Yeah. Happy
they can
ending.
Do this, but they're taking, they're dragging their feet fixing my fucking eye. Right.
That's because we don't have single payer health care for all.
Okay. Teeny heart.
Have I watched any videos on it? Oh yeah, the 3D printers. Yes, I have. I've watched some videos on it, GT, and I still don't understand what the fuck it is. It's beyond. It's crazy town. Amazing. I mean, it's just amazing fucking technology. We're living in an amazing age, ladies and gentlemen.
Japanese
all right, now here's something.
Big will make it think small, aren't they?
Well, this was Israelis, man. This is the Jews.
Okay.
The Jews. Yeah, leave it to the Hebes.
I thought you said it was the Japs. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the Hebes.
All right. Make some little itty-bitty hearts.
And then they said they're going to begin testing them on small animals like rabbits and rats. Oh, lucky them. Can't wait to be the first in line for that experiment. Ooh, pick me. Right. And finally, in the world of science, this is something I do not want any part of. No. Thank you and good night. Now, I'm not afraid of flying, necessarily, okay? But, you know, you are up in a plane and all this stuff. I haven't done it since I was a kid. It might freak me out. Well, the British now, leave it to the Brits over there, the Limeys. What do we call them, the Limeys?
Limeys.
Limeys. They are coming up with a translucent plane, a transparent plane, like, you know, like a Wonder Woman's plane.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd be flying around in this fucking plane that's completely, you know, you'd be just like, pew, floating through the air on your seat. No, thank you.
That's like that bridge that the Japanese have, or whoever, Chinese or some Asian country. Remember that? You see that? The glass bridge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then there's that one glass bridge where on some of them, if you step on it, it looks like it's cracking.
Yeah, it's cracking.
And then they laugh at you when you shit your pants. What the hell's with these people? Anyway, nothing better to do but to create see-through planes. That's ridiculous, man. I mean, there's people starving. Think of something good.
See-through planes.
Like maybe help the Jews out to make the hearts bigger, you know, for people. I mean,
but think of all the wind decks you're going to take to clean that fucker, too.
I know. It's kind of, geez. Well, there you go. There's a stock tip. Invest in Windex. All right, Windex. There you have it.
The squeezy.
The squeezy.
Don't stop me. Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Cue. Music. Eventually, the thing will come on.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. There's a face when around the crowd.
There's a face in front of our employer, and there's a face we know when the doors are closed. It seems we all see the sunshine in front of everyone, but that night when the masks are off and we're all by ourselves, we see ourselves as we are, nothing but pretenders and pretending. And I will keep on pretending as long as the world goes on to reel in this feeling of make-believe. To reel when I feel what my heart can conceal. Oh yes, I'm the great pretender, laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not, you see. I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still around.
That just brings chunks to my
voice. Buck Worth and Dean, this guy's a true entertainer.
That's just inspiring as I don't know. As
fuck.
Not a finger.
As fuck.
There it is. Not a finger. Not a finger. Freddie Mercury song, does that song too? Huh.
Yeah, I think he does.
I recall Freddie Mercury's. Yeah. Who was the original one? Was that the...
Platters.
Oh, that's right, the Platters. Yeah. I think you're right. It was a doo-wop band. Yeah. I was thinking it was one guy, but no, that was a group effort, I believe. Not... Oh, GTO, you might want to hang out for tonight's yodel.
There you go.
And I'll tell
there
you why.
Go.
I'll tell you why.
It's a trap, GTO.
It's
a trap.
It is Star Wars related. Yes!
Okay. All right.
A Star Wars freaking yodel. Hey, shit
what,
you
another
not.
One?
I wouldn't shit you. You're my favorite turd. We already had a Star Wars yodel?
No, oh, there's thousands of Star Wars yodels, aren't there?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Like stars in the night sky.
Uh-huh.
Are the
exactly.
Yodels in Star Wars land, which was a completely original movie that we've learned.
Yes.
Okay, moving right along. Hey, in that Japanese movie, was his dad the villain's dad?
I don't think he got in that far. I have to find
it. Yeah, I'd like to see
YouTube
that movie.
Where they're showing it half and half, showing what happened in a Japanese movie. It's the beginning. Mostly it's the beginning.
Yeah.
With these two guys walking across the desert. The fortress. There's the fortress or something.
If you're in trouble in that comic book, you got to use the source. Use
yes,
the source.
Oy vey.
Maybe that's where Mel got the Schwartz. Closer to that than the Schwartz.
The Schwartz.
The Schwartz is bigger than yours.
I paid all the money I owed everybody today. I had to pay insurance on the house, insurance on the car, all the monthly bills. I'm like ready for a yodel, man, after all that, you know?
You earned it, Commodore, you earned it.
I earned a yodel. I earned a fucking yodel.
Not only a yodel, but a Star Wars yodel.
A Star Wars fucking yodel.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's quit pussyfooting around and yodel.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps. Yodel.
Yodeling Yoda. Hit it.
For Yodel, baby.
Well, I figured, you know, the whole Zen thing and getting your shit, you know, who's more Zen than Yoda, right?
I can't think of anyone.
Dispenses wisdom.
Mm-hmm. It's what he does.
He's in the lounge one night, I think. Yeah, that's the ticket. What was I thinking of? I'm trying to think, but nothing happens. Got an interesting article on these on the 20 of the dumbest American conspiracy theories that people actually have, you know.
Okay.
And There was nothing about 9/11 in the whole thing. So does that mean it's not a dumb conspiracy theory?
Well, compared to what they have coming now, it's probably not. You say the top 10? Well, you got the flat fucking earth up there.
But I mean, some of these are just, oh, Martin Luther King, you know. Well, I think Martin Luther King was a little shaky there. It could have been, you know, there could have been conspiracies and whatnot going on there. I don't know. I don't know. What do I know? I don't know nothing. But anyway, conspiracy theories aside, I think that's all I had. Now, I hope everything works out, man. I mean, you know, you need, what you need to do is get back on the horse. Yourself a,
oh yeah, well, I'm kind of focused and we'll get my eyes fixed first here.
Well, yeah, you gotta get your eyes fixed. You gotta get your eyes fixed.
I can't wait to get this operation over with. It's getting painful now. I can barely see.
Ah, hate to hear it.
I wonder why it's taking about a week to make the schedule.
Yeah. I talked to Gigantor last week. He says, yeah, I think I have stage 4 cancer.
Yeah?
It's kind of jumping a gun there on that prognosis a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I know. That's a weird, rather precise thing to be, I think, following after I think.
I think I've got stage
4. Yeah, he really narrowed it down.
I shouldn't laugh because he may very well have stage 4 cancer. Yeah. But
how did he come to this conclusion? Was it the internet? Was it that
MD site? Might just be the flu. I don't know.
Who knows? Well, I hope Jack Cancer is all right.
I gotta do his taxes for him. We got 3 years to do. And 1040 EZ forms, no big deal. We'll get them fixed up.
Okay.
Then we'll figure out how to get them in to see the doctor to see if it's really stage 4 cancer or whether... I don't know. Knock wood. It's just
knock
a case
wood
for
check cancer.
Right? Okay.
I
case of
the stage robots can get that stage 4 cancer.
I know. Canadian. I saved the Canadian from Friday.
Coffee.
Just for tonight's show. Just for the end of
there
the show.
There you go.
Dr. Speak Canadians. Dr. Cake asked if you had cataracts.
I do. This is going to be a combination glaucoma cataract operation. It's going to be both done at the same time.
Man.
That's what it is.
Well, that's the part I'm really worried about losing my health coverage is because I do have to see an ophthalmologist because my eyes ain't work. I mean, they don't hurt or anything, but they just ain't working right, man. I don't see shit anymore.
Yeah. I'm going to have both eyes done.
Molson Canadian. Well, happy pitchers and catchers report to spring training day.
I know, I'm celebrating.
Good luck with your eyes.
Or if it ever happens.
Yeah, I used to have an eye problem. When I had a job, I used to call in, I'd say, I got an eye problem. I can't see coming into work today. Hey,
you're right. You rake my eyes.
Waka, waka, waka. Canadian, say goodnight, everybody.
Coffee. Good night, everybody.
Energize. And good night, everybody. And cue. Thanks for coming, gang. Thank you.
was going to make espresso.